Welcome to Square Wave. My name is Dustin Rogers, and today on the show, an extremely prolific composer of RPGs, one who's certainly helped define and refine the style of the genre over his multi-decade career. His name is Motoi Sakuraba, and for anyone who's serious about role-playing video games, you'll recognize his work. Here's a short list. Sakuraba composed for the Star Ocean series, the Tales of series, including Tales of Symphonia and Tales of Vesperia, the Golden Sun series, the Mario Golf and Mario Tennis games, including the handheld ones, and of course, Dark Souls, Dark Souls 2, and Dark Souls 3. Now today's show is going to examine the first 10 years of Sakuraba's career, which he spent establishing himself as one of the foremost composers in video game music history. You're listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. A haunting and beautiful track there from Motoi Sakuraba on Star Ocean for the Super Nintendo. And it's a song called Departures. I wanted to open the show with it today for a few reasons. Certainly, it's one of those us in North America would have scarcely heard. I like playing sort of obscure tracks, as this game was only ever released in Japan until the remaster that came out on the Switch and PlayStation 4 in 2019. But I think the biggest reason I want to start with that one is because it's truly a track that embodies the kind of classic RPG music that we'll be hearing on the show today. It's somewhat contemplative and somber, the kind of music for those sad moments that occur so often in those kinds of games. And instrumentally, it's got just the classics. It's got timpani, strings, harps playing arpeggios, woodwind instruments playing the melody. It really doesn't get any more traditionally JRPG or Japanese role-playing game than that. There's a certain je ne sais quoi with the music in RPGs, and we owe some of that to Sakuraba. So let's hear another track now from Star Ocean, and when I'm back, I'll tell you about Sakuraba's musical talents and upbringing as we get into his earliest works. You're listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM. We'll be right back. And now that's the good stuff. It's the sound of classic JRPGs. It's a battle theme, and it's exactly what Motoi Sakuraba is renowned for. But where does that particular style and sound come from exactly? Well, after Sakuraba was born on August 5th, 1965, his passion for music began to quickly emerge. And growing up, Sakuraba was fascinated by various musical instruments. He quickly developed a talent for playing the piano. But his exposure to music wasn't just in the classical genres, however. He was also about 10 to 15 at the time. He was also drawn to prog rock. And he says that bands like King Crimson, Deep Purple, Emerson, Lake & Palmer, those became some of his biggest early influences. And hearing that track, it's really no surprise. I feel like I can definitely hear a little Highway Star in basically every memorable battle theme from this era. Anyway, after high school, Sakuraba pursued his passion by studying music at college, where he further developed his composition and performance skills. And it was during this time, it was about 1984, that he formed a two-piece prog rock band called Clashed Ice, which he used to have room to experiment with blending different musical styles and further shape his emerging sound. After graduating, Sakuraba began his career as a session musician, but found that it was hard to make a living. He saw an advertisement in a paper one day for a part-time job composing at Wolf Team, which is a game development studio. In his own words, Sakuraba didn't know a thing about video games at the time, but he applied anyway because he wanted to make it on his own as a musician. Now, his first game, which is Arcus 2 Silent Symphony, was released in 1989 for the PC-98. This title was part of a fantasy role-playing game series, and despite the limited sound capabilities of the Japanese computer, right away we are treated to the grand orchestral sound combined with those distinct rock and electronic elements that Sakuraba is known for. So here's a few tracks from Arcus 2. It's the first of many RPG soundtracks that Motoi Sakuraba has composed for us. You're listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM.
So long, you grow.
lovely tracks there from Arcus 2, Silent Symphony. They were composed by Motoi Sakuraba, and yeah, like I said, big-time prog rock influences. But there's more to it than just complex arrangements on limited sound hardware. Sakuraba, he's just able to create these rich melodies here that always seems to evoke something in me, at least. Whether it's this exciting rush of adventure, or a profound melancholy, or like a good battle theme. Motoi Sakuraba just has it, you know? Anyway, the music from Arcus 2 was considered a highlight of the game, and it set the stage for Sakuraba's future in the industry, because after the success of Arcus 2, Sakuraba became the series' sole composer, with the next game being Arcus Odyssey, a game developed for the Sega Genesis and released in 1991. Now, Sakuraba's work on Arcus Odyssey showcases his ability to adapt to a different hardware while keeping that signature musical style. The Arcus Odyssey soundtrack retains the complexity and progressive rock influences heard on the earlier game, but expands upon them with the improved sound capabilities that the Genesis offers. Now, I've got a set of tracks ready that I think will show you how this composer is now beginning to flesh out his robust and dynamic sound with catchy rhythms and intense melodies that always manage to make me feel something. You're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. Welcome back to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That was Shrine Grounds, The Shrine, and Castlemira Dragon from Arcus Odyssey, and they were composed by Motoi Sakuraba in 1991. Now, by the mid-1990s, Sakuraba had become a seasoned video game composer. In 1995, the former director and producer of Wolf Team, Jun Asanuma — now remember, Wolf Team is Sakuraba's employer up to this point. Anyway, the former director and producer of that group, as well as the Tales of Phantasia writer and programmer Yoshiharu Gotanda, broke off and founded another company called TriAce with financial backing from Enix. And right away, right from the start, who did these people know that they had to get to compose for nearly all of their games? Yeah, you guessed it. It's Motoi Sakuraba. And the first game that he would compose for TriAce would be Star Ocean for the Super Nintendo. Now, you might think that transitioning from the PC-88 to the Sega Genesis came with new challenges for Sakuraba, but I'd wager that it wasn't too bad, since these platforms used Yamaha's sound chips from the Operator Type N, or the OPN family, and all of them use FM synthesis to make their music, and they're what allowed those soundtracks to have such a distinctive and gritty voice. But the Super Nintendo chip, however, the one that he'd be working on for Star Ocean, it offered a very different set of possibilities compared to the Sega Genesis. Instead of the cool and sometimes harsh sounds of FM synth, the SSMP sound chip inside Nintendo's console traded that punchiness for more lush and orchestrated sounds. Sakuraba's soundtrack for Star Ocean really reflects this. It utilizes a more orchestral and cinematic sound when compared to the raw, rock-influenced music of Arcus Odyssey. Now, that said, the underlying complexity of the compositions remained consistent, as does Sakuraba's unfailing ability to create memorable thematic music, from grandiose pieces of orchestra to ambient ones that convey the vastness of outer space. Now, I've already played two songs from the soundtrack. They were off the top of the show. But let's hear three more now, just for good measure. This is Tense Atmosphere, Dance in Seaord, and What Should Be from Star Ocean by Motoi Sakuraba for the Super Nintendo. And you're listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM. That is such a beautiful track. Like some of the others I've played this hour, it features that iconic fantasy RPG sound that Motoi Sakuraba is known for, but it strikes me as the most hopeful of the bunch, with only a little sadness mixed in. It sounds like pure catharsis to me. Moving on now, Sakuraba's work extends beyond the world of pure video game compositions, of course. He's also recognized for his arranged soundtrack releases, upon which he revisits and reimagines his scores in new recordings that feature greatly expanded arrangements. A few notable examples from this era are his arranged soundtracks for Tales of Phantasia, Beyond the Beyond, and Shining Force 3. On these arrangements, Sakuraba really wears his progressive rock influence on his sleeve, and just across the board, these are outstanding albums, featuring intricate rhythms, complex time signatures, and delicate melodies that aren't always possible to convey on the original hardware or game setting. Now, my favorite of these has got to be the arranged album for Shining Force 3. This game is pretty obscure, I'll admit. For one reason, Shining Force is a tactical RPG series, and besides Fire Emblem, most of those seem to struggle to find an audience. And another reason for the obscurity here is that this is the third entry in this series, and it was actually a three-part episodic game that was released in Japan, only one part of which, the first part, was ever translated and brought to the West. Anyway, the arrangements from Sakuraba on the Shining Force 3 soundtrack often feature live instrumentation, giving the music a depth yet unheard of on the show this hour, and the orchestration present is especially notable for its blend of classical and modern elements that I think give these tracks a truly timeless quality. Now, I've got two ready to play for you now, and get ready for some pure prog rock, as either of these songs would fit nicely into, I think, almost any Rush album. So this is Force to Arms and Bullzome Rising from the Shining Force 3 arranged soundtrack composed by Motoi Sakuraba. You're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We'll be right back. huge sound there from Motoi Sakuraba, the legendary video game composer himself, on his Shining Force 3 Arranged album. Those are two of my favorite tracks, and I stand by the Rush comparison. I think it's pretty well deserved. Now, I want to shift back into Sakuraba's video game soundtracks for a bit, with a look at what is widely considered one of his most impressive scores ever, Star Ocean: The Second Story. So like the title lets on, this is the sequel to Tri-Ace's Star Ocean, and it was released in 1998 for the Sony PlayStation. Now here's Sakuraba once again wields his prog rock style deftly, using electric guitars and keyboards in combat situations, orchestral strings, brass, and woodwinds in the emotional moments, and acoustic instruments and synths to evoke pastoral or celestial worlds. It's a soundscape that at the time of release, Doug Perry, writing for IGN, called, quote, sweeping and dramatic, unquote, while RPG Fan dubbed it, quote, probably the best soundtrack for a PlayStation RPG so far, unquote. It's pretty bold. Remember, this game was released about a year and a half after Final Fantasy VII, but I think the writer makes their point. Sakuraba's Star Ocean: The Second Story soundtrack is nothing short of excellent, and even so among a sea of contenders. All right, now I'm sadly running out of time this hour, so let's get into some more music just to round things out. This first track is called Stab the Sword of Justice. It's from Star Ocean: The Second Story, and it's got a fast-paced rhythm and all the guitar riffs that one can ask for in a battle theme. And following that will be Mission to the Deep Space from the same game. And one interesting note about this track, it was revisited by Sakuraba on his Valkyrie Profile soundtrack. The version from Star Ocean, the second story, the one I'm going to play for you, it's longer, it features some different instrumentation, but it is essentially the same song. Now, I just love it when composers wink at their fans like this, so I wanted to make sure that I got it on the show today. But it may have to be cut for time, a little bit. So if you want to hear that track in its entirety, you can search for Square Wave CKUW on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. There you'll find this and many other episodes of the show that you can listen to for free whenever you like. That does it for me this week. This is Stab the Sword of Justice and Mission to the Deep Space by Motoi Sakuraba, and you've been listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.